Hare Krishna. All right. So we do this as an annual event to kind of recognize the book distributors for the Christmas Marathon, for Prabhupada Marathon. We've been doing this. I just was thinking about it this morning. This is like my 45th Christmas Marathon. And every time you do it, it's still kind of very happy. It's always very nice. It's beautiful. And, you know, reading through some of my favorite books, there's so many quotes here from Srila Prabhupada concerning the book scores. Just to kind of give a prelude here, Prabhupada says, this is from Distribute Books. When Srila Prabhupada became ill for a few weeks in September, the incoming book distribution reports were his best medicine. Quote, whenever I get report of my book selling, Prabhupada wrote to the library party, I feel strength. Even now, in this weakened condition, I have got strength from your report. And during that same illness, Prabhupada wrote again, regarding book sales figures, please endeavor in this way. This is the only solace of my life. When I hear that my books are selling so nicely, I become energetic like a young man. And this is pretty profound and significant, because when we say that Srila Prabhupada was ill, we mean he was on the brink of death. This is how ill Prabhupada was. And so for him to make comments of this caliber, to say that it's his, makes him feel like an energetic young man, then it's pretty profound in terms of what we do and why we do what we do. Because that question always comes up, you know, why we do this, this glorification. Because that's sometimes the question. Why do we glorify devotees so much? Why do we say so many things, especially about this particular occasion of book distribution? And this is the reason. So here in New Dwarka, this is Srila Prabhupada's Western world headquarters at one particular time. We want to keep that tradition going on. I don't want to lose that particular mood. And there's a lot of essence to this. These statements by Srila Prabhupada, because they actually portray something, in my humble opinion, they portray a very deep, profound feeling for humanity. Srila Prabhupada wrote these books for humanity. He didn't write them for his own self-aggrandizement. He didn't write them so that he'd become famous. In fact, Prabhupada never took a cent of any of the books that were sold for his own personal bank account. But he gave everything to the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust. Whatever monies were collected or acquired by selling these books, Srila Prabhupada allowed that Lakshmi to stay there in the BBT for reprinting of books, never anything for his own personal bank account. Now, you know, there's a reason for that. So Srila Prabhupada, he portrayed the real essence of what it means to be a Vaishnava. And there's so many predecessor acharyas that actually always also did the same as Srila Prabhupada. But it was very unique, I think, in terms of Prabhupada's books and what they actually meant in this age of Kali Yuga. We never realized it in the early days, that this was actually Prabhupada's marketing plan. He was always thinking like this. And when he wrote these books, I believe his purports were there. There were his ecstasies, of course, but what were those ecstasies? And they were the ecstasies of the previous acharyas to help mankind, human society. And Prabhupada never expected any payback. We always are thinking in terms of payback. What's going to be the benefit? Prabhupada was a real Vaishnava. He never thought about fame and distinction and adoration. Never. There was never a consideration. It was always distribute his books in order to help human society, to deliver mankind. And I thought that I'd read something in the same way in regards to previous acharyas. And one of those was, of course, Prahlad Maharaj. So I wanted to just read a verse, share with you, and then maybe say a few items about this particular verse. I do chant this verse on a regular basis, and each time I chant it, it becomes more and more apparent to me that Srila Prabhupada had the same mood of Prahlad Maharaj. And that's the power of Srila Prabhupada's mood, because it's in line with the disciplic succession. So here we are today, we're discussing, or going to discuss, book scores. And to some people, that may be mundane. Some people don't come here today because they think this is mundane. They actually think that hearing scores and book distribution results are, I'd rather do something else. I'd rather go here, I'd rather go there, I'd rather stay at home. Because they're, in my opinion, they're not understanding the purpose of what we do and why we do this. It's meant to glorify Srila Prabhupada. It's meant to glorify the previous acharyas. It's meant to glorify those sincere souls who are really trying to become really sincere devotees, and they want to press on and push on the Krishna conscious movement. That's why we do it. Now, it may be imperfect, because we're imperfect living entities. We may be a bit imperfect, but really the point being is that the endeavor, that's what really matters. It's the endeavor. And the endeavor may be imperfect, but still Krishna accepts it. He accepts it because it's in the line of disciplic succession. Disseminate this transcendental knowledge. And if someone is actually doing that particular service, it's something that we should recognize. Just like we recognize Srila Prabhupada and the gift that he gave to all of human society. And we should recognize those devotees that are actually taking on this service and pushing it on. Because if we don't, then who will? In other words, if we don't push it on, whatever few that we have that are doing it, well, then who will? In all of Los Angeles, you can just take a little bit of a, you know, idea of this. In all of Los Angeles, how many people are trying to disseminate this transcendental knowledge? These books. Count how many we have. Okay, I can count to you how many people today, you know, and how many they went out for the year. But just think about how many are out there really disseminating this transcendental knowledge to people out there. They can get a book. And that book can actually change their life. So that's the extreme importance of this activity. It's not a mundane thing. And so we'll read something here about Prahlad Maharaj. It's a very nice verse of Srimad Bhagavatam in 7th canto, chapter 9, text number 43. Naimod vijay para duraya vaitaranyas. Svadvirya gayana mahamrita magna chitaha socheta to vimukha chetasa indriyarta maya sukaya baram udvahato vimudhan. Translation. O best of the great personalities, I am not at all afraid of material existence, for wherever I stay, I am fully absorbed in thoughts of your glories and activities. My concern is only for the fools and rascals who are making elaborate plans for material happiness and maintaining their families, societies, and countries. I am simply concerned with love for them. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Throughout the entire world, Everyone is making big, big plans to adjust the miseries of the material world. And this is true at present, in the past, and in the future. Nonetheless, although they make elaborate political, social, and cultural plans, they have all been described herein as vimudha, fools. The material world has been described in Bhagavad Gita as dukhalayam ashashvatam, temporary and miserable. But these fools are trying to turn the material world into sukhalayam, a place of happiness, not knowing how everything acts by the arrangement of material nature, which works in her own way. Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashaha ahankara vimudhatma kartahamiti manyate. The bewildered spirit soul, under the influence of the three modes of material nature, thinks himself to be the doer of activities that are in actuality carried out by nature. Bhagavad Gita 3:27. There is a plan for material nature, personally known as Durga, to punish the demons. Although the asuras, the godless demons, struggle for existence, they are directly attacked by the goddess Durga, who is well equipped with 10 hands, with different types of weapons to punish them. She's carried by her lion carrier, or the modes of passion and ignorance. Everyone struggles very hard to fight through the modes of passion and ignorance and conquer material nature, but at the end, everyone is vanquished by nature's laws. There is a river known as Vaitarani between the material and spiritual worlds, and one must cross this river to reach the other side, or the spiritual world. This is an extremely difficult task. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 7:14, Daivahi Esha Gunamayi Mama Mayat Durayaya. This divine energy of mind, consisting of three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome. End of quote. The same word durayaya, meaning very difficult, is used here. Therefore, one cannot surpass the stringent laws of material nature except by the mercy of the Supreme Lord. Nonetheless, although all materialists are baffled in their plans, they try again and again to become happy in this material world. Therefore, they have been described as vimudha, first-class fools. As for Prahlad Maharaj, he was not at all unhappy. For although he was in the material world, he was full of Krishna consciousness. Those who are Krishna conscious, trying to serve the Lord, are not unhappy. Whereas one who has no assets in Krishna consciousness and is struggling for existence is not only foolish, but extremely unhappy also. Prahlad Maharaj was very happy and unhappy simultaneously. He felt happiness and transcendental bliss because of his being Krishna conscious. Yet he felt great unhappiness for the fools and rascals who make elaborate plans to be happy in this material world. So, very powerful purport by his divine great Srila Prabhupada. And this is the reason why we go out on book distribution. Because when people can, or someone can read, when a conditioned soul can read something like this, it can change their life. So this is actually a very important verse for the Vaishnavas. Prahlad Maharaj is saying, Soche. Soche means lamentation. He says, I'm lamenting. But why is he lamenting? It's not that he's aggrieved or lamenting for his own personal mood, but he's lamenting because he sees that these living conditioned souls are in a very stringent, difficult situation. As Prabhupada says that, therefore they cannot surpass the stringent laws of material nature except by the mercy of the Supreme Lord. So Prahlad Maharaj, he's fully surrendered at the lotus feet of Lord Nrsingadeva. And he's saying this because he feels sincere a pain in his heart about these rascals. Prabhupada describes vimudha. Mudha means rascal. And Prabhupada says vi means particularly. They're particularly rascals. They're not just ordinary. You can have a rascal, but they're vimudha. They're particularly rascals. And why are they rascals? It's because this is the reason. They're making so many elaborate plans how to become more and more satisfied in this material world, when that is not possible. It's dukhalayam ashashvatam. This world is a place of misery, and Durga's position is to carry out that function. That's her position, to carry it out. And she's a pure devotee of the Lord. She's very powerful. She has so many arms. We have two. She has unlimited, practically speaking. So, a real Vaishnava has no real problem. It's not that a devotee is unhappy. They're very happy, as long as the devotee is surrendered at the lotus feet of the Lord. That is the key element, being fully surrendered at the lotus feet of the Lord. And when we are fully surrendered to the lotus feet of the Lord, we're happy, we're satisfied. But those that are really advanced souls, they feel a lot of dissatisfaction also at the same time, simultaneously. But what is that dissatisfaction? It's because he sees and she sees that people in this material world, they're simply struggling, like anything, to become satisfied. And even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has described, Nadanam Najanam Nasundarim Kavitam Vagi Jagadishaye Kamaye. He's saying that, you know, what is that? What is the suffering? It's because people in general, they want millions of dollars. No one is happy with just, you know, 100,000 or 200. No, no. They're not happy for that. They want millions of dollars. And not only that, but they want also a beautiful wife. You know what? You know, most men, not all of us, we all want a beautiful wife, someone that we can be with. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no, I don't want that. I have no ambition for that. And what to speak of many followers? Yes, they want to become Nadana, many followers, not just a few, but many, a lot, or become a big political leader. But these kind of ambitions are actually kicked out by a real devotee. These ambitions are not part of their existence. They don't want any of that. And we see here that pure devotee of the Lord, the reason he doesn't want or she doesn't want any of this is because they understand that these things are temporary and they create nothing but suffering and dissatisfaction. So this is very important. And we see that people that are really involved or engrossed in this thinking, in this kind of life, they're upamedasa. They don't have very good brain power. Now, that may be very offensive, because what if you have a scientist, a doctor, a very intellectual person? But according to Prahlad Maharaj, upamedasa, not very good brain substance. Why? Because they're endeavoring for things that are temporary. They're working so hard, day and night, for something that is temporary, that is only as long as his body exists, and then it becomes finished. And it becomes nothing. It's like evaporation. It's like there's a fog in the morning here today, and yesterday was a fog. But the minute the sun comes up, it dissipates all that fog. Everything's gone. And it's clear, sunny day. So these kind of endeavors for sense gratification, they're illusory. They're like the fog. When you saw the fog yesterday, you thought, oh my God, it's going to be a horrible day. It's going to be cold. It's going to be kind of a lousy day. But the minute the sun came up, the light, immediately the fog dissipated. So Krishna consciousness is like that light. So that's why we distribute these books, to give people that light, to see the light, to get out of the darkness of ignorance that everyone is so absorbed in. And the more that they become absorbed in these things of money, sense gratification, the darker their life becomes. So much suffering, so much misery. And they can't figure out why. You know, they'll say, okay, I've got a million. I know I'll really be happy if I get one more. If I get one more million, I know I'll be happy. They're going to work like anything for this, day and night. And when they get that other million, then they're afraid who's going to steal it. The government will take it. My children will take it. My country will take it. Someone will take it away from me. for some reason or other. And that creates so much stress and so much anxiety. So, yes, this is the material world. And so when we read Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj's instructions, they're very apropos in as to why we go out and give this message of the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Bhagavad Gita to the conditioned souls. And we may even do it imperfectly. You may be going out doing this, and you may do it very imperfect, but still, the potency is there just by the book, giving the book to someone, and they pick it up, and they open it up, and they read one line. And Prabhupada said, reading one line, they'll be assured again to take birth in the human body, human form. So this is the potency of it, and this is why we glorify this activity. Because in the material world, everyone is thinking of labha. Labha means like they're thinking of material profit. Everyone's always thinking material profit. Puja. Puja means like they want some position. People want puja. They want position, power. It's something that everybody's searching for. What are the goals in the material world? Yeah, it's puja. Get me power. I want some power. I work so hard for it. And then people will worship me. And if you worship, then people come up to you, my dear sir, oh, you are so powerful. You're so beautiful. You're this and you're that. Oh, by the way, could you please help me? Could I get this from you? Could I get that from you? So this is the material world. And pratishta means celebrated. And sometimes people get confused because we may think, well, we're celebrating. People are thinking of pratishta. No. This pratishta that we're talking about is that we're thinking materially. Materially we want this power. Control people. And we want this aggrandizement. And we see that sometimes there's people that are very powerful in the world and they make a statue of them, right? Sometimes you can go to a park, even in, what do you call it, in South, right? Down in America here in the South. Isn't it that they're taking down all the statues of those great Confederate soldiers? Isn't that what you know about that? Yeah, down south, like South Carolina, Alabama, they have all these statues of these great, Southern fighters. But now their statues are being ripped down because they represent something that's negative, something that no one believes in or wants to believe in. And it creates so much difficulty. You see people fighting over that, isn't it? Always some kind of misery, some kind of suffering going on. So Prahlad Maharaj, he's lamenting. But he's lamenting that these individuals, they stop. This flies all over the place here. Bugs. Jeez. Okay, so he's lamenting. And yes, they're vimudha. Vimudha means they don't believe in God. They don't believe in Krishna. They just flat out don't. If you go out and you try to preach to somebody about Krishna, they'll tell you, no, I don't believe in Krishna. I don't care for Krishna. I don't believe in Krishna. So vimudha. And they're particularly rascals. And that's a problem for us. It really is. It's a problem for the Krishna consciousness movement. Because people just don't believe in Krishna. And they don't care for him. But still, as devotees, we have to find the means and ways of how to approach them and give them Krishna consciousness. So that's why we do this. Our means and ways of getting people to hear about Krishna is by this book distribution, isn't it? And by prasadam distribution. That's what we do. That's why we do this. And so when we're here today doing these things, it's meant for that purpose, to actually recognize this hard labor of love. It's hard. If you go out on book distribution, you'll see that people, they don't care for you. They'll tell you, get a job. You know what? Do something with yourself. Don't bother me right now. I don't want to hear about this stuff. And because they don't want to hear about it. But if you gave them the key element, how to make, okay, I'll give you this formula, how to make, $1 million. And they'll be running it to you like anything. In fact, they'll pay you even. They'll pay you $29.95 to get this book. And they don't care. They'll do that. But if you tell them, well, take this book and read about it and get out of the material world, no. It's not. They don't want it. They want nothing to do with that. So that's why the devotees have to become very expert. And a Krishna conscious devotee will see how they can actually do this. They'll figure out some strategy. So we've had some of our devotees here in New Dwarka figure out a different kind of strategy. We used to have to go and approach people individually with a book bag and everything. And that was difficult. People didn't want to be stopped. They wanted, didn't want to be harassed. So devotees are very innovative. So what do? They just put a book table up. And they put books on the table. And then everybody's singing, oh, this is great. Oh, who are you guys? Oh, this is great. So the devotees are innovative. They think of ways and means to distribute these transcendental literatures to help people become more Krishna conscious. And from what I've heard from our devotees, that the people, they like coming up and they see all the colorful books and they like looking at it, isn't it? Isn't that what they do? They become excited, don't they? They feel like it's their own idea to come up to you and kind of take that book, pay some donation for it. So this is very beautiful. Okay, I'm going to read one more verse. And this is text 44. Another nice verse by Prahlad Maharaj. Prayena deva munaya svavi mukti kama maunam charanti vijanena pararta nishta naitan vihaya kripanan vimumuksha eko nanyam tvarasya saranam brahmatonu pasye. My dear Lord Nrisimhadev, I see that there are many saintly persons indeed, but they are interested only in their own deliverance. Not caring for the big cities and towns, they go to the Himalayas or the forest to meditate with vows of silence, monavrata. They are not interested in delivering others. As for me, however, I do not wish to be liberated alone, leaving aside all these poor fools and rascals. I know that without Krishna consciousness, without taking shelter of your lotus feet, one cannot be happy. Therefore, I wish to bring them back to shelter at your lotus feet. Purport. This is the decision of a Vaishnava, the pure devotee of the Lord. For himself, he has no problems, even if he has to stay in this material world, because his only business is to remain in Krishna consciousness. The Krishna conscious person can go even to hell and still be happy. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj said, Naivod vijay para durayaya vaitaranyan. Vaitaranya. O best of the great personalities, I am not at all afraid of material existence. The pure devotee is never unhappy in any condition of life. This is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam. Narayana para sarve nakutaschana bibriti sarga pavargo narakeshu apito yarta darshinaha. Devotees solely engaged in devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana, never fear any condition of life. For them, the heavenly planets, liberation, and hellish planets are all the same. For such devotees are interested only in the service of the Lord. For a devotee being situated in the heavenly planets and being in the hellish planets are equal. For a devotee lives neither in heaven nor in hell, but with Krishna in the spiritual world. The secret of success for the devotee is not understood by the karmis and the jnanis. Karmis therefore try to be happy by material adjustment, and jnanis want to be happy by becoming one with the Supreme. The devotee has no such interest. He's not interested in so-called meditation in the Himalayas or the forest. Rather, his interest is in the busiest part of the world, where he teaches people Krishna consciousness. The Krishna consciousness movement was started for this purpose. We do not teach one to meditate in a secluded place just so that one may show that he has become very advanced and may be proud of his so-called transcendental meditation. Although he engages in all sorts of foolish materialistic activity, a Vaishnava like Prahlad Maharaj is not interested in such a bluff of spiritual advancement. Rather, he is interested in enlightening people in Krishna consciousness because that is the only way for them to become happy. Prahlad Maharaj says clearly, Nanyam tvar asya saranam brahmato nupasye. I know that without Krishna consciousness, without taking shelter of your lotus feet, One cannot be happy. End of quote. One wanders within the universe, life after life, by the grace of a devotee, a servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One can get the clue to Krishna consciousness and then not only become happy in this world, but also return home back to Godhead. That is the real target in life. The members of the Krishna consciousness movement are not at all interested in so-called meditation in the Himalayas or the forest, where one can only make a show of meditation. Nor are they interested in opening many schools for yoga and meditation in the cities. Rather, every member of the Krishna consciousness movement is interested in going door to door to try to convince people about the teachings of Bhagavad Gita as it is, the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. That is the purpose of the Hare Krishna movement. The members of the Krishna consciousness movement must be fully convinced that without Krishna, one cannot be happy. Thus, the Krishna conscious person avoids all kinds of pseudo-spiritualists, transcendentalists, meditators, monists, philosophers, and philanthropists. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Very, very powerful. So this is the conviction of a person who's perfectly convinced, totally convinced about Krishna consciousness. And without being convinced about Krishna consciousness, it's very difficult to give someone Krishna consciousness. We have to be convinced. If we're not convinced, then so difficult. Sometimes even devotees that go out on book distribution, if they're not fully convinced about this philosophy and its science, it's very difficult to take someone's Lakshmi from them. Very difficult. Very hard. Give me a donation. Very difficult. But if you're convinced about Krishna consciousness, you'll know that you're taking that Lakshmi from them and giving them a piece of literature. But that Lakshmi is liberating them by them taking that book, giving something of their hard-earned money for that literature that can save them, that can give them an opportunity to become liberated from the sufferings of material world. And it takes that kind of conviction. And this is the conviction of Prahlad Maharaj, that he's saying that people in the material world, they're afflicted with the pressures of this material nature. And still, they think that they're so independent. But at every moment, we're dependent. Every moment of our life, every second, every moment of our life, we're dependent on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the illusion is, we're thinking that we're independent. This is the illusion. And by this illusion, we're suffering like anything. We constantly suffer. And Prahlad Maharaj, he's saying, Kripanan. What is a Kripanan? Kripanan is a person who's miserly. It's described as a miserly person. And what is a miserly person? A miserly person is that individual who doesn't want to utilize this material body in the service of the Supreme Lord. That's a Kripana. One who simply wanted to enjoy the senses of the body for sense gratification. It's a Kripana. And we as devotees, we have to be very careful that we don't become Kripana, that we try to make a very wonderful situation for us in Krishna consciousness, trying to make it really so good for us, and just thinking about how we can become satisfied and happy by this material body. And that is illusion. And that's Maya. Instead, we should be thinking, how can we liberate these individual souls, these conditioned living entities that live in this material world? So, if we understand that people are suffering, then we can approach and we can speak to them with real conviction, with real understanding and real knowledge about what the situation is in this life, in this material world. So, today, we are trying to glorify those individuals and the temple in general, everybody in the temple, because Krishna consciousness is made for those that are Goshtiya Nandis, not Bhajanandi. As Prahlad Maharaj is saying, Bhajanandi is one who goes into the forest and gets deeply involved in meditation. Agostya Anandi is that individual who actually wants to go out and give the message of Krishna consciousness to the conditioned souls. They actually want to go and give someone, here, take this, please, sir. Please take this with you. Please read this. And we see that people, they have no inclination. They don't want, they have no inclination for it. So it is a real challenge for a pure devotee of the Lord. And we see that Srila Prabhupada, he was very expert. He came and he gave us these transcendental literatures. This is our marketing plan of how to give Krishna consciousness to people in general. And it made Srila Prabhupada very happy. He was very satisfied. The more that we distributed his books, the more satisfied he became. So, I'm just going to read a couple of more things about Srila Prabhupada's desire of book distribution. So, Srila Prabhupada recovered his health, and by the end of the year, his BBT was also in extraordinary health, with temples competing again in a furious Christmas marathon. At the end of the year, the BBT office reported to Srila Prabhupada increases in the distribution of all varieties of his literature. Approximately 387,000 hardbound books were sold during the year, a 67% increase over the previous year. And almost 4 million Bhaktigathas were sold, an 89% increase. The BBT sold to the individual temples a total of 6,688,000 pieces of literature. Such news made Srila Prabhupada become energetic like a young man. Prabhupada and his book distribution movement headed into 1975 with all signs of increasing, doubling, and tripling the already astounding figures of 1974. Okay. I wanted to read a little something else in terms of some things that are applicable to us here in the temple. Okay. This is a letter that Srila Prabhupada wrote on August 13, 1974. And it's a little quote in this particular letter. There's a lot involved in the letter, but I just want to just kind of highlight this one particular little paragraph where Prabhupada said, quote, regarding sales figures, please endeavor in this way. The sales figures, this is the only solace in my life. When I hear that my books are selling so nicely, I become energetic like a young man. I've read that. It is a very good report that the printers are surprised at our sales figures. So my point being is that when we're discussing these things, there was something that Srila Prabhupada personally really wanted to hear. And so many times he mentioned this particular point. One other letter I'd like to read. My dear Tamal Krishna Goswami, please accept my blessings. I am in receipt of your letter dated July 27th, along with BBT loan proposal. Yes, regarding the buses, Bali Mardam must give you the loan. Regarding the society's leaders emphasizing business, you should understand what is the meaning of business. Business means to help the preaching. Preaching needs financial help. Otherwise, we have no need for business. So far as I understand, our book business is sufficient to support our movement. I do not want the preaching to be at the expense of managing. Manager must also be a preacher, otherwise who will want to follow him? So my purpose of reading this particular paragraph or letter is that, you know, here in New Dwarka, we do actually have some businesses. We have like the temple gift shop, and we have the buffet. Now, the real purposes of those particular two entities is to help with the preaching so that we can actually distribute more and more of Prabhupada's books. So I just like to mention that only because sometimes we forget why we're doing those things. We kind of get sidelined and forget the purpose of everything that we do here. Because the real purpose of everything we do in Udwarka is for the purpose of distributing Prabhupada's books. So the gift shop, the buffet, the reason for them is to collect funds, not only for prasadam distribution and for cultural purposes, but also so that the funds from those two entities goes right into helping us distribute more and more Prabhupada's books. So I'd like to share that a little bit with you. So in 2017, the buffet and the gift shop supplied the temple 220,000 Lakshmi points in order to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. Yes, it helps tremendously. And the devotees that work in those departments work hard. They work very hard. They're very steady. As you know, the gift shop and the buffet, they're practically open 365 days a year. I think the gift shop closes one day a year. Oh, they close two days a year. They're open 363 days from 11 to 8:30 every day. Lots of work. Lots of organization. Lots of sacrifice. Huh? And 12 to 6 on Sunday for the buffet. You're right. The purpose is that it's a sacrifice. And the reason for that sacrifice is that... Yeah. Yes, very eager. So that's that sacrifice. And just like worshiping of the deity, the deity's here. Every day, 24/7 practically, without fail, every single day, so that we can come and worship their lordships and get enthusiasm. And if you take a look at the deities today, look at how beautiful they are. I mean, they're magnificent. They're absolutely gorgeous, beautiful, hard work. Someone has to come here 7 days a week and wake the deities every morning at 3 a.m., every day, without fail. Every day without fail. 6 offerings a day, without fail. No question of somebody not being there. Somebody has to be there, without fail. Somebody has to be in the deity kitchen to take care of those 6 offerings daily, without fail, every day. 365 days a week. This is sacrifice. This is austerity. And the purposes of all this in order for us to go out and preach. And that's why we're in the city here. That's why this temple is in the heart of L.A. It's a concrete jungle. You know, there's not much relief here in Los Angeles. You know, if you want to go somewhere, you have to fight through the traffic. It's horrific. And finally, what happens is that you just end up staying on the property. Forget it. You don't want to go anywhere. It's too difficult. Too many people. And this creates a lot of stress in one's brain, in one's mind. But why do we do this? Because we're following in the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj, the predecessor Acharya, who is saying, no, I don't want to be in the mountains doing some meditation and enjoying and looking at the trees and the stars at night and enjoying the sun. Instead, we're in the city, like Los Angeles. And what is the purpose of that? Because there's so many vimudhas here. There's thousands and millions of these individuals that are mudhas in L.A. And our purpose is to see if we can wake them up, give them an opportunity to come in contact with Krishna. And we do it by this process of book distribution. And from that, people come. They come to the temple. They see the deities. They come to the gift shop. They come to the buffet. They meet a devotee. All these things are meant in order to capture these conditioned souls and to get them out of this illusory material world that they're living in and so captivated by. And that's why we do everything we do here. Okay. Give some more scores. So, books distribution for the year. The temple devotees distributed 6,473 magazines. 102,636 small books, 30,197 medium books and 34,230 big books, 50,129 maha big books, and 40 sets of Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamritas. So total literatures for the year, 223,705 pieces of literature and 174,926 book points. Hari Bol! It's a very big endeavor and very glorious endeavor. Although this year we were a little bit more challenged this year. We had a little bit of a late start, and we had devotees that we didn't have as many devotees going out. But still, it was very glorious. And we should really feel happy that we do have devotees here in the temple that are very dedicated to this service, because this service is very challenging and it's very hard to be steadily distributing thousands and thousands of books. Very, very difficult. Very heavy. Okay. So, I'll announce the Christmas marathon. I'd like to just announce the names of people and that gave contributions towards the book distribution marathon for the Sunday marathon, or the Christmas marathon. Kind of bear with me. I'm just going to go through this very quickly, okay? We had Lakshmi Gopi, Nishant Mehta, Avadesh Agarwal, Manmohan Nair, Vashant Rati, Raj Makar, Lala, family, Dutta Karma, Das, Advaita Chandra Das, Facebook Matching, Anonymous, Anil and Rosie Aurora, Suresh Krishna Das, Ajay Hirve, Archita Das, Brajapati Das, the Jain family, Nanda family, Ram Bajaj, Vandana Sharma, Kadamba Dasi, Krishna Kumar Das, Shastrakrit Das, another anonymous, Francisco Garcia, India Overseas Trading Corporation, Krishnamrita Nitai Das, the Raleigh family, Shiva Shankar, Yoganathan, Bhutatma Das, Ramesh Soni, Santa Sri Shirkar, Raul and Supriya Bari, Pavika Devidasi. We had Ashokan Sangeeta Devar Rajan. We had Bhatya Vatsal and Toshini Dasi, Bhatya Frank, Gauranga Chandra Das. We had Harish Kaneja, Jagannath, Kapil Dindau, Lynn Walker, Mahin, and Mita Mehta. We had Maua Bishwash, Mia Washka, Mukund Swanalat, Nakatma Das, Namesh Chandwani, Naresh Chandwani, Parchar, Ramesh Koshla, Ryan and Gita Davis, Shak Krishna Das, Ram Putran, Robert Kessler, Sandeep Putran, Timothy Burleson, Valai Devidasi, Akhil Valan, Ananta Acharya Das, Gauranga Prema Das, Jayashree Dasi, Jill Clayton, same person, Obed in Argentina, Alexander Konenenko, and Sheila Mendon, Sindhu Kumar Sudaram, Sonali Shah, Natalia Cora Blin, Nepal Paul, anonymous donor, and we had Rajendra Dvidvedi, Ganapat Patel, and Meenakshi Patel, and that was total Lakshmi, 55,500 Lakshmi points. Yes. And that helped us acquire or sell, distribute 22,000 Bhagavad Gitas. Yes. Hari Bol. And through the years, this has become better. By these contributions, it's made us more and more possible to distribute more and more books, especially for this particular marathon. Okay, so I'll read some scores here. We had altogether about, about 42 devotees that went out during this month of December for the Prabhupada Marathon. And we'll just read some names, and then when we get down to the top 15, then we'll read some scores. But I'd just like to at least recognize the devotees that were participating. We had Nishinga Das, Bhatti Robert, Bhatti Devan, Shama Devidasi, Radha Kriva Kataksha Das, Hari Bhakti Das, Narayani Devidasi, Maya Poshashi Das, Balai Devidasi, Suradas, Punyatama Das, Bhaktivatsal Das, Karuna Darini Devidasi, Krishna Pad Das, the Harinam Sankirtan team, Sunday Feast Book Table, Bhakti Eduardo, Jai Garanga Das, Bhakti Sebastian, Veda Das, Archita Das, Kalki Das, Bhakti Karan, we had Jai Jagadish Das, Naikatma Das, Banabhata Das, and Bhakti Chris. Now, here we'll begin with Brajapati Das. We'll start some scores here. 444 Maha big books and 888 book points and 1,000 Lakshmi points. Adikarta Prabhu, 81 small, 60 medium, 58 big, 382 Maha big, 1,161 Lakshmi points. Sri Madhava Mahotsava, 313 small, 118 medium, 400 big, 361 Maha big, 1,421 Lakshmi points. Radharani Devidasi, 510 small, 58 medium, 72 Maha big, and 1,470 Lakshmi points. Radha Krishna Das, this is the museum, 24 magazines, 42 small, 20 medium, 32 big, 50 Maha big, 1,893 Lakshmi points. Prem Sankirtan Das, 743 small, 70 medium, 539 big, 282 Maha big, 1,981 Lakshmi points. Sachi Tanoi Das, 570 small, 64 medium, 676 big, 189 Maha big, 2,337 Lakshmi points. Gauranga Prema Das, 497 small, 8 medium, 7 big, 633 Maha big, and 2,499 Lakshmi points. And then there was Anonymous, 3,174 Lakshmi points. And then next is Brigupati Das, 302 small, 350 medium, 280 big, 1,169 Maha big, 3,277 Lakshmi points. Sachi Dulal Das, 103 magazines, 268 small, 1,005 Maha big, 4,473 Lakshmi points. That was number five. So number four is Bhakti Davis, 1,558 small, 495 medium, 690 big, 1,408 Maha big, 4,881 Lakshmi points. And then number three spot, Jai Chaitanya Das, 391 magazines, 860 small, 92 medium, 170 big, 2,592 Lakshmi points, 8,376 Lakshmi points. And then number two, of course, Ananda Kirtan and Jai Chaitanya are actually one and two. We're just saying that Gita Jayant is the top, but these two Prabhus are top, number one and number two. So Jai Chaitanya is number two, and Ananda Kirtan, number one for the marathon, 65 magazines, 4,254 small, 308 medium, 1,310 big, 2,548 Maha big, and 10,358 Lakshmi points. Hari Bol. Jai, Hari Bol. So for the marathon, 678 magazines, 11,818 small, 2,390 medium, 4,490 big, and we did 22,000 Maha big, and Lakshmi collected 80,000 Lakshmi points. Well, for the year, we'll do this very quickly because I know all of you are anxious as I am to go. So for the year, we had like 70 devotees that went out, either full-time or one day or 2 days, but it came out to about 70 devotees. I would just like to announce at least the top 10. How's that? Top 10 would be good. Okay, so in 10th spot, Bhrigupati Das, 3,519 small, 1,501 medium, 1,297 big, 2,935 maha big, and 13,387 Lakshmi points. We had Radha Krishna Das. Now, mind you, this is the museum. People coming to the museum and him distributing books to them. And this was 537 magazines, 342 small, 171 medium, 188 big, 300 maha big, 14,392 Lakshmi points. Just a museum. We never knew that it existed like that. So we give him a big Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Then we have Prem Sankirtan Das, 70 magazines, 6,259 small, 1,075 medium, 5,467 big, 2,098 maha big, and that was 19,728 Lakshmi points. And then Bhakti Davis, 6,910 small, 2,683 medium, 3,166 big, 4,155 maha big, and 20,507 Lakshmi points. I think it should be recognized that he did this actually in 4 months. So we should have a big Hari Bol. Yes, 4 months, not 12 months, 4 months. And you add that up, 12 months? Wow. He'll have a full new year next year. Then next was Gauranga Prema Das, 6,537 small, 97 medium, 134 big, 8,250 maha big, and 34,537 Lakshmi points. And then we had, that was number three spot, and then number two spot, Ananda Kirtan Das, 65 magazines, 17,450 small, 966 medium, 6,429 big, 12,695 maha big, 49,541 Lakshmi points. And then Jai Chaitanya Das, 3,386 magazines, 17,846 small, 8,780 medium, 9,272 big, 9,771 maha big, and 56,922 Lakshmi points. Hari Bol. Well, that's not bad for a job, right? If you're working a job out there and you get $56,000, you're doing pretty good, isn't it? So these Prabhus work hard. And I'm seeing here, I'm not sure how accurate it is, but really, to go out and do this service on a regular basis is so extremely challenging. And it looks like they did about 180 days of book distribution for the year. That's probably about right, huh? Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he's not taking Travis Sankirtan and stuff. One person I'd have to say is extremely amazing, and that's Gauranga Prema Prabhu, who actually went out, registered 310 days out on book distribution. Hari Bol! Wow, that is incredible. 310 days. That's like phenomenal. Tough. He's very strong, very powerful. Okay, so we haven't figured out what we're going to give to the BBT yet, so we'll let everybody know. But I'd like to thank all the devotees for their wonderful service. Yes. Oh, yes. So I'm so sorry. Yes. Sri Lalita is the Nitya Seva sponsor for 10,000 Lakshmi points for the Christmas marathon. Hari Bol! Thank you. Thank you. Yes. We're also missing it. Oh, yeah, here, way down here. We should recognize Advaita Chandra and Sita Takarani Devidasi also. They, for the year, distributed 600 small, 400 medium, and they 1,128 Lakshmi points. Now, I wanted to announce them because they're ill. They're getting very old now. It's very difficult for them to even come to the temple these days. But still, they did something for the Christmas marathon. So let's give them also a big Hari Bol. Yeah. All right. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you for your patience, and thank you for the service. And all glories to Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.